KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We have 9 degrees above zero in Atlantic at 8:06. KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy with a high of 15, winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour, wind chill as low as 15 degrees below zero. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 8 below, and wind chill advisory will be in effect for most of the listing area from 6 p.m. this evening until noon on Thursday. In area news, officials at the Harlan Police Department report two arrests took place on January 13th. 36-year-old Colin Joseph Clark of Harlan was arrested on an active Pottawatomie County warrant, and 39-year-old Brent Michael Swisher of Harlan was arrested on an active warrant out of Shelby County, where he was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. And authorities say no injuries were reported following a collision last Friday in Harlan. A 2009 Dodge Journey driven by Deborah Kraft of Harlan was traveling west on Chatburn Avenue as a 2017 Ford Explorer driven by Madison Goebbels of Defiance was leaving the parking lot of the Fast Stop Express. The SUV crossed Chatburn Avenue to enter Murtu Medical Center's parking lot when it was struck by the Dodge on the passenger side door. No citations were issued. Both vehicles sustained functional damage. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday issued a report on arrests that took place from January 1st through the 12th. Most recently, on the 12th, 43-year-old Terry Joseph Tagg of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, was arrested following a traffic stop on Linden Road in Shelby County. He was charged with driving under suspension and failure to provide proof of financial liability. 31-year-old Samantha Jean Brusher, also of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, was arrested during the same traffic stop. She was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of controlled substance, marijuana, possession of methamphetamine, prohibited acts, and depositing or throwing litter on a highway. On January 11th, 21-year-old Mason James Schmitz of Irwin was arrested in Shelby County following the execution of a search warrant at a residence in Irwin. Schmitz was charged with three counts of failure to affix a drug tax stamp, two felony counts of controlled substance violations, both Class B felonies, Class C felony controlled substance violation, prohibited acts violation, possession of drug paraphernalia, two counts of possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, two counts of a controlled substance violation, and two counts of unlawful possession of prescription drugs. On January 10th, Shelby County deputies arrested 58-year-old Kimberly Ann Thomas of Harlan following a traffic stop on Highway 59. Thomas was charged with a controlled substance violation, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, prohibited acts violations, speeding, driving while license is suspended, and failure to provide proof of financial liability. Shelby County deputies arrested 32-year-old Joshua Dean Edgecombe of Avoca on January 6th. He was taken into custody following a traffic stop and charged with OWI second offense, speeding, failure to yield to an emergency vehicle, no valid driver's license, and failure to provide proof of a financial liability. On January 5th, 53-year-old Deborah Jean Brock of Manila was arrested following an investigation into a vehicle found in a ditch off Shelby County Road M47. Brooke was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where she was charged with OWI third offense, assault on persons in certain occupations, interference with official acts, and failure to maintain control. And on January 1st, 45-year-old Kevin Matthew Miller of Ida Grove was arrested following a traffic stop on Shelby County Road M16 south of Highway 44. Miller was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, first offense, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving while license is suspended, failure to provide proof of financial liability or insurance, operating a non-registered vehicle, and having an improper brake light. The Cass County Board of Supervisors met Tuesday morning and voted to approve the 2022 wellness program for county employees. Supervisor Steve Green said their 2021 program saved the county a lot of money on its insurance.
Basically, our wellness program saved us, I believe it was $68,000 last year from our employees participating. We again would like to enact the exact same policy for this coming year. Just want to make sure that it's all in place with all of its various incentives, because it's in the county's interest and in the taxpayers' interest for our employees to take care of themselves and to try to be as healthy as possible to help keep our insurance rates down.
In other business, the supervisors appointed two persons to fill vacancies in various positions. They approved the appointment of Cliff Opperly as Franklin Township Trustee and Jim Swanson from the Brighton Township to the Zoning Board of Adjustment. Several other positions, though, remain to be filled, including Brighton Township Trustee, Pleasant Township Clerk, two more members of the Zoning Commission, and multiple members of the Condemnation and Eminent Domain Board. The supervisors received a report from County Engineer Trent Walken, who said his crews worked to remove the snow that fell over the weekend on both Saturday and Sunday. Their job was made all the more difficult due to the rain that fell Friday and then froze before the snow piled on. Crews spent 4 hours on Sunday alone getting to the roads, including the bus routes, into shape again. He said also they're still working on bridge number 280 on 700th Street, including the installing of pilings. And the paperwork for the 570th Street overpass of the Iowa DOT on Interstate 80, as well as paperwork for a revitalized Iowa's Sound Economy project. That is a check of our news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.